I love this town. I love living in a small community. And I want to thank Bill for reminding me of one of the many reasons why. Well, actually, he reminded me of a few by submitting his story today. But let's start with one, the main point. People come from elsewhere, cities, suburbs, exurbs, to the small communities of Mendocino County and nearby points beyond, and frequently comment on how kind people are. You know that term, Good Samaritan? You know, somebody from San Francisco gets in trouble on one of our highways or byways, and people are right there to help. They find it amazing. To us, it's normal. You can count on others in your community. Well, that's a small town way. And Bill writes to us about a time when a stranger found that out in the village of Westport. Now, there's the Westport Wave, another reason to love our small communities, the newspapers and newsletters that reflect our lives. And he submitted this story to the Westport Wave in December. So if you want to read it for yourself, you can. It's under the title, A Westport Christmas Story. That Westport Christmas story actually happened over 43 years ago, mid-December 1977, Bill tells us. He says it was a clear, calm night at a time when Bill's family's home was all by itself on the west side of the westernmost street above the beaches and bluffs of Westport. He said it was about bedtime for their five-year-old, who was brushing her teeth in front of a window looking west out over the ocean, when she yelled, "There's a bright red light over the ocean, come quick." Well, Bill says it was gone by the time they got there, but they waited and watched, and sure enough, a few minutes later, another bright red light appeared, a little south of what is known as Northwest Rock. Bill writes, "I grabbed the flashlight, which amazingly had good batteries, went outside and waved it in the direction the flare had been. Flashlight signal was acknowledged by yet another red flare, and this time it was waving too. Bill was headed down to the beach when he was met by Dave and Mike, who had also seen the flares, and they went down the what was then a rough trail, no staircase in those days. With the good flashlight, they were able to see a small boat, and they guided it in between the rocks to shore." Bill writes, "The boat was a nice 14-foot wooden dory with a sail and a very tired and frightened, tall, bearded man. Between the three of us, we were able to help the guy out of his boat and drag the dory above the high tide line, and took all of our energy to get him up the cliff and into the warm house, where he eagerly consumed food and water. And before collapsing on the floor in front of the wood stove, he thanked their daughter, and then he fell asleep. In the morning, Richard was feeling much better, ate a good breakfast, and told his story. Richard had, a few years earlier, built himself a 32-foot boat in Tacoma, Washington, and he'd fished it out a few seasons up into Alaska above the Aleutian Islands. He was doing pretty well, and he heard of a herring run in San Francisco Bay, so he decided to head down single-handed from Tacoma to give it a try. 2 days before, en route south down the coast, he'd shut the engine off, drifted for the night with his running lights on, and about 10 p.m., he noted his location being about 30 miles offshore south of Fort Bragg." Note that, south of Fort Bragg. "Set his alarm clock for 5. That was fortunate, because when the alarm went off, total darkness, he found his boat almost full of water and more coming in. He had just enough time to cast the lifeboat dory off, Richard in it, and then stayed near his fishing boat until dawn and watched it sink. Put up a makeshift sail, and using his oars, he started heading due east. He eventually sighted Fort Bragg, but he was too far offshore to make it. He continued to row, sail, and drift until he saw the lights of Westport. He put all the energy he had left into making sure there, knowing this was the last outpost before the rugged and unpopulated Lost Coast. He said our kitchen light on the bluff was the brightest and closest, so he rode towards that and lit his flare when he dared not get closer to the rocks. Richard stayed for a couple of days. Bill writes he rested up and regained his strength. He made phone calls. He dealt with the Coast Guard, trying to get his life back on track. His wallet, personal belongings all went down with the boat. But when he was ready, we drove him to Leggett Valley to board the Greyhound bus heading north. And on leaving, he gave me his dory. Said he thought he was going to build another 32-foot fishing boat for Alaska. A couple years later in the spring, I got a letter. New boat was done. He was heading north. I flew up after school was out and met him in Naknek, Alaska. But that's a whole other story. Bill, thank you so much. Bill, our storyteller today for I Love This Town. You grinning? Me too. Like I said, if you're gonna land somewhere unexpected, if you're gonna fetch up on the rocks, we want it to be a small community where we land, don't we? Small community like Westport or any of our other small communities here in Mendocino County and nearby points beyond. I love this town.